So good to be here, you guys. To be in with all those love and light workers. You know, when we come together, it feels so strong, doesn't it? It's almost palpable. And there's so much going on supporting us right now. I just want you to open to that truth, because it truly is. The cosmos is really on board with what we're doing. Planet Earth is ascending. And so are we. However, we cannot go at once. You know, there's 7 billion of us, you know, and we all have our own path. I said earlier to Frontier, you know, we're exactly the same and absolutely unique, each one of us, which is just so cool. So I have to share with you out of the gate something that just drives home my point today, and my topic and my talk is be the joy. Be the joy. And the reason that that is paramount is because you cannot help but be in alignment with who you are when you are in joy. Is that so much to ask? Yeah. Well, for some people, I honestly believe, it will, again, we all have our paths. Our souls came to do certain things. I don't judge any of that. I can't. It would be ridiculous. But one thing I can assure you is that Spirit, God, Source, the all that is so intimately in tune with you, so aware of you, so focused on you. And everything since you incarnated has been held by it in pure focus. Now we humans, we focus, and we're like a cue ball with English. We can't stay on anything, you know? We're ricocheting off here and there. Our minds think 60 to 90,000 thoughts a day. It's nuts. So when we are training our brain, which is what we're doing, we're retraining our minds. That's what Ernest Holmes was teaching 110 years ago. Talk about a pioneer. He was saying, you guys, we have to retrain our brain. We have to do mind treatments. We have to stop looking for what's wrong. We have to stop looking at the problem and beating it to the ground. Because what does that do? Brings more. Why? Because you can't buck law. Dr. Holmes talked about law as the law of mind. Abraham Hicks talks about law as law of attraction. It's all the same law. In my humble opinion, it's the strongest law in the universe, stronger than any other. And it's fair, and it's consistent, and it's for you when you know about it and work with its principles, right? We can't paddle upstream and wonder why it's hard. How about turning around and going with the flow? Well, that's an idea. I promise you this is a true story. I was walking out of a store when I was 5 years old. I don't have a lot of childhood memories. I don't know why, but I never stored a whole lot of them that were accessible. So anyway, I have this one childhood memory, very vivid. I was walking out of a store with my mother, and a woman was walking in with this puppy pouch, and she had a little puppy in her pouch. And I went, oh, mommy, look at the puppy. And I can remember mom saying, oh, that's not a puppy. That's a full-grown dog. And in that instant, I can remember shooting off this rocket of desire for, I want that. Oh, I want that. I want it so bad. And you know, it was one of those thoughts that as a little child, I probably held for a little while, but kids are so easily distracted by other joys that I didn't stay on it real long. And then I was in a home where I couldn't have pets. My mom and dad just didn't want us to have them. So when I moved out, I became a cat lady. Just because apartment living was more conducive to cats. And anyway, that's how that unfolded. And I love animals, but long story short, I have to show you what the power of your source, your God, is on these things. I don't care when you had that desire, honey. It hasn't let go of it, because it will bring it to you, I promise you, in a way that will just blow your mind. So this little guy showed up on Facebook Marketplace last Friday. And I wasn't looking. I wasn't even in, it was so not in my radar. And my husband, we have another 25-pound four-year-old. Her name is Trixie, and she's a Frenchton. And her partner, Rex, transitioned when we moved to the property. Do you know dogs get dementia?
Oh, depressed.
Oh, he had it so bad. And I didn't know, really know, kind of thought. But when we moved out to the property, it was all over. He couldn't find his rituals. And sadly, he had to transition. So Trixie's been lonely, and Wade's known this, and he's been looking, and I didn't know. So I get up Friday morning, and he goes, "What do you think?" I'm like right out of meditation, right out of my prayer work. I'm wide open. My heart is like, whoa! And I look at this picture, and I go, "Oh, my. Call him. Email him. Do whatever you need to do. I want to meet this dog." And he said, "Really?" Because he had mentioned puppies to me not very long ago, and I went, "Nah, not in the mood, don't want to do it." Okay, so he didn't say nothing. So, anyway, by Saturday night, he was in our home. And it was a kind of a sad story, but a good story. Two disabled women were gifted this puppy, and they realized after 2 weeks, he was too much for them. And so that's how I came to have him. And it's funny, but can you believe this? Honest to God, Source didn't let that go from the time I was five. And the same with my sports car sitting out there. I was 10 years old when I started falling in love with sports cars, and I knew someday I'd have one. I didn't know when, I didn't really care, but it shows up when it's time, which is the other point I want to make. We can't rush Source's gestation periods. Our rockets of desire can go off all you want, that you can't help it. That's why you're here. You're here expanding consciousness, and how do we do that? By wanting more, wanting more, wanting more, never being satiated. So don't ever get down on yourself for achieving something, and then suddenly you go, "Well, this is great, but what's next?" Mm-hmm. And then you feel a little guilty because you wanted this so long, and now you got it, and you're not feeling all that, oh, about it. Why? You're not a regurgitator. You weren't born to regurgitate. You were born to create. And you create, and you create, and you get to your creation, and now you've got to create again. It's the eternal drive within us. And so, the reason being in joy is so incredibly important is because you are then a model for all those other people on the planet who are waking up, who are feeling things and remembering things and feeling nervous and not sure and maybe a whole lot of fear. But you see somebody like us running around the community, shining our light, having fun, we're in joy, we're having fun, we're laughing, we're doing all kinds of fun things, and they gotta go, sooner or later, "How come you're so happy? I'm not." And why aren't people happy? Because they don't realize the beliefs they're holding are limiting them. Sometimes it's out of devotion to family. You hold beliefs that are, you know, they were your moms or your grandmas, and you feel like, "Gosh, if I don't believe this, I'm going to somehow betray these people I love or I admire." Honey buns, no one came here no one should have come here telling you what your beliefs are. Because why? You were born a free will being. You were born to choose. But our moms and dads and grandparents before them, they thought they had to be God for us. That's where they made their biggest mistake. They wanted us to come to them for their answers. We know what's best. No, your connection to God knows what's best. Your heart tells you what's best. Do not, for a moment, and our young people are so on board with this, mostly, they're allowing their babies to know their truth, that they are connected from birth. They have guidance from birth. They don't need mom or dad to tell them what's right. They can feel it. Now, yes, you're going to be 2 years old sometime. And they don't make good choices. So they do, yeah, maybe this is why we have parents. Keep us between the lines, but don't try and be my God. Please, let me be guided to who is my true source so that I can always go to that. Where are you going to be one day? Transition. Oh, well, who am I going to go to then? You know what I'm saying? We're robbing people of their connection to their guidance when we don't help them understand that you've always had it. It's in you right now. You can access it right now. How? How do you feel? Now, this is where a lot of people get, I don't know if I buy into this so much. We've been trained, this society in the United States particularly, well, I shouldn't say that. That's a lot over Europe too and other cultures for sure. Train you not to feel your feelings. You go to your room, you don't come out until you can be happy.
That's interesting.
Okay, so that means anger's not good. No, it's guidance. There's not good emotion, bad emotion. It's guidance. So when you're mad, you probably got a real good right. Somebody is thwarting your power somewhere. And that will make you mad the fastest. We're born powerful beings. And when your mom says, I'm in charge, there's something inside all of us that goes, hell no! I'm in charge of me. You know? But we're so small, we can't do that. Because what these people are, like, making sure we have a place to live and food on the table. And, you know, so we better, you know, kind of toe the line until you're old enough to make your own rules, your own decisions. So I want to be very encouraging. Don't stop now. I know, and I know this for myself, after 64 years on the planet and working hard for the last 30, there are still beliefs in me that are limiting me. And how do I know those ones? Because when I think them, they feel bad. Even if they just feel confusing or frustrating, they're not beliefs I want. Because God doesn't go there. God does not go there. It's satisfaction enough for God. So if I want to vibrate where I can get my most guidance, my most support and love, I must resonate with it. So it's kind of hard at times to vibrate in the place that source is vibrating on a dream we've had, especially if we've had it for a long time. Because often as humans, not your fault, just the way the brain works, which is a tool. Most of us, when we have a desire that hasn't manifested and it's been a very, very long time, we can't usually look at that desire without feeling its absence. There's the problem. That's the resistance that's keeping it from coming into manifestation. And it's based on a belief. I'm not worth it, I'm not worthy, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the knowledge for this, I don't have the skill set for that. Whatever is going on in there is a lie. You're connected to God. You think the answers are available? I think so. So we shortchange ourselves over and over again with these limiting beliefs in ourselves, and then wonder, why isn't this showing up for me? We can't criticize the wealthy and then want to be financially secure. We can't get confused enough to help confused people get clarity either. This is the thing. It's an inside job, just us, and then we model it. That's it. We can't do it for anybody, but no one can do it for us either. So we have to take that responsibility. It's a double-edged sword, yeah? Yeah, because now I have to say, when something lovely like my puppy shows up, I created that. And then when something like I fall and smash my head into a rock off my e-bike, I have to sit there and say, oh heck, I created this. I created this. This too is my creation. Because it's all being done by you. There is no assertion in this universe. It's not designed that way. And there's still a lot of people out there who believe it is, but things are being put upon them. That they're not attracting it. I wouldn't attract that. Well, of course you wouldn't do it consciously. So let's wake up and get conscious that just maybe you might have a belief in there that is attracting that. Gotta get real honest with yourself. And you know, most of all, most important, love you like crazy. I mean it. If you haven't fallen madly in love with yourself yet, that's your number one hurdle. Because why? If there's anything you don't love about you, you're not loving it about anybody else in your world, and you're not loving it about God, Spirit, Source. Because it's all God that includes you. Nothing can come into form that isn't God. It's all coming out of the same source energy. Now, you know, we're really fortunate as humans to have these minds that are this fabulous tool, and it's an incredible computer. But we can't afford to let this be command central. Its agenda is run by your shadows. Those parts of you who are a little bit fearful, discontent, and those are the little, you get that message out of left field from your mother, and you're like, there it is, I'm not smart enough. No, that stuff's gotta go. I am not playing. We are too far along this path now, and we are unfolding extremely quick, and we're manifesting very, very fast. If you want a healthy body, you gotta get a healthy belief system, because your body hears every word you think or say, and it can only do what you say. It's your greatest ally. It will hold your journey in this vessel for as long as you need it, but it can't buck your thoughts and emotions when they come together. That's going to create a situation. Dis-ease in the body is dis-ease in your belief systems. They're not in alignment with God. You're not seeing it the way God sees it, or something is up. That you're in opposition to what Source knows about that. So when you feel mad at yourself, you're not mad at yourself. You don't feel that anger because you have anger about you. You're feeling anger because God don't see you that way. It's guidance. And it's a hard one because our brains want to constantly switch it back. That it's something that we need to somehow, if we go into negative emotion, it's somehow we failed or we're not great metaphysicians we told ourselves to be. None of that is true. You can't help use your entire emotional guidance scale. If you're human, you incarnated human, you've got an emotional guidance scale. Gosh darn it, make sure you can feel all those puppies. And that's what I like to teach first to people, especially if they've been really shut down by their parents. My men especially, you know, they were taught, you don't cry, you don't do this, you don't feel that. Yes, you damn well better, is what I tell them. And start today, get in touch with it, feel it, know what it feels like, because when it happens to you, then you know, I'm moving. If I'm in frustration, I'm moving away from source. Source's perspective on this is a little different. If I'm in fear, I've moved a long way out of alignment from source, right? Because God, don't go there. There's no fear. There's nothing to fear. Such an easy statement to make, and so many people walk in so much fear. I was raised by a mother who lived driven by fear. And it was her path. And it served her soul perfectly, and I'm sure of that without a question. But we don't have to do it that way. Truly, it was meant to be a joyous experience to come here and do our work. And you get to choose. That's the beauty. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that you are so a choice. Don't let anyone back you into a corner. And if you feel that way, you say, give me five. And you go somewhere and you sit and you breathe. And when you breathe, you get back to the present moment. Because we don't feel fear typically unless we're in the past or the future with our thoughts. So get present. Now, you can have something happen in that red hot moment that can be fearful, don't get me wrong. But for the most part, our thoughts are causing our fearful feeling, and it's coming from the past or the future. Source lives here and now, right now. So if you want to be as powerful as your creator, and you can be in your life, then you need to do your best. Do your best to keep your thoughts and your awareness present with whatever you're doing. Doesn't matter. But the Buddhists say, chop wood, carry water. And they're very present while they're chopping wood and carrying water. Because it's all God in movement, in action. You know, there's no mistaking that God created trillions of creations so that it can have the experience of those trillions. And so, if you can remember that you're literally God incarnate in your world, and when you walk out the front door, you're not only taking God with you, you can't help but take God with you. But if you're not consciously choosing to let that be what guides you all day, you might be missing out on some of the fun. Because I'll tell you, if you surrender, trust your intuition, your gut hits. If you walk out the front door and you're going to Ingles, and then all of a sudden you get this intuitive hit, oh no, I don't need to go to Ingles. I need to go to that produce stand down the street. Don't say, but Ingles is cheaper. No! Go to the produce stand. Go to the produce stand. Because what's happening is you're ignoring your guidance. Otherwise, how do you want to strengthen that muscle? You got to use it over again. When you get those intuitive hits, don't question, jump on it, and it'll pan out and you go, isn't that interesting? And if you're like me, I had to definitely write things down for a while that were unfolding and manifesting for me, so boom, 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 so effortlessly, so in flow, so that I wouldn't have those old voices coming back in saying, yabba, yabba. You get a yabba, stop and put a sock in that one's mouth. Just say, okay, now I hear you. I hear you, you've got resistance here, okay? But I'm telling you, my heart's running the show here. And I know you're coming out of here, So let's just sit down and let's talk about this. I talk to my aspects all the time. Those that come up that want to push against particularly. And it's always based in fear. They're trying to protect you. These parts of yourself came out of a need to survive. So you gotta love them, no matter how, they can be scary. I mean it, some of my parts are downright, they belong in a horror movie. I mean it, they can be just wow, off the chart, weird. But they're part of me, and I've learned to not, you know, so I'll say, you're really weird, but you know I have to love you, and you know you're so weird, I gotta love you. Because I'm one of these people who's always like different, so I don't get too worked up about my aspects being weird. But don't judge them. They're part of you. And this idea of killing the ego or shutting down the ego or turning the ego off, or you're never going to succeed at that. It's a part of you. Make friends with it. Let it have its say. But don't let it run the show. All right. I want to touch on a little astrology, because you know I usually do. The full moon went into Capricorn, and it's a very powerful time right now. Capricorn is very no-nonsense. It wants to follow the rules and create and, you know, get out of my way. But the problem is there's some influence coming in that is making it hard for us to be in the true Capricorn energy. So we got to look for balance between how things are, how is your work versus your play? Because Capricorn wants to keep you working, like all the time. So we got to balance that with fun. You know, this balance is really important. You know, duty and responsibility are part of who we are and have to be part of our lives, but it cannot be all your life. I mean, like you're a caretaker or something, you have to work in balance of fun and self-care and all those things so you don't fry yourself on the work scene. You know what I'm saying? It balance is huge. You know, Nostradamus and the Mayan calendar and all these different wonderful, even Edgar Casey, these are the time. This is the golden era that everyone talked about. We're in it, kids. We've arrived. This is the age of Aquarius. What does that mean? It's the age of enlightenment. It's the age of awakening. It's the age of love. Rules. Love rules. We lose any need to compete and feel like we have to have our stash so you don't get yours and that's okay. And all of that is going to be falling away. People are coming to wake up. I know you see this. And I hate to bring this up, but sometimes a national disaster will bring out the very best in people in that they all come out to help. Their hearts are open. They want to help. Well, that's happening without the national disasters. You're seeing it. Look for it. Watch for it. And be sure to compliment when you see it. Because when you do, they want to do it some more. And you want them to. You know, it's all about encouraging open hearts. We've been shut down so long. We have got to open hearts. And many, many, many are opening. And you can feel it. You can feel so much more love and care in the world. And it's going to get stronger. Don't be afraid for one moment to be this amazing being you came to be. The most receiving mode is something I just want to finish up with. And what I mean by that is stay in as much joy, gratitude, appreciation, enthusiasm, passion, excitement, interest, all the things that kind of make your heart beat a little bit faster, that make you feel good. Stay in those thoughts and feelings. It must be at least 60% of your day. But you could do that.
That's not hard.
That means you got 40% of your day to be a negative witch if you want. But I don't recommend it. But it gives you a lot of wiggle room. I mean, seriously, if you can do 60% of your day in that upper vibration, you can't help but have a fabulous life unfold for you. You can't help it because the universe must give you what you're vibrating. You're attracting it, it will come. It's got to. Just stay there long enough. Don't lose hope. Trust, trust, trust. And if you have to run a few experiments, small things to prove to yourself the universe has got you here, do it. I do it all the time. I need a parking space. I'm in a hurry right up front. You know? And when you say these things, you know, thank your guides, thank your angels, thank your non-physical army. This room, you think you're just this many people. Huh? It is so full. I cannot tell you. Because each and every one of you has many, 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 many non-physical here helping you. Ask them every day. They cannot assert. It is an attraction-based universe. They cannot assert themselves into your experience. I think on some occasions, like when I almost died several times in my life, they might jump in then. Because that's not really timing, the right timing, right? So I think, once in a while, your guides may jump in and say, oh, not yet. But for the most part, they cannot. You must say every time, help me. I need help, please, now. Then, shoo, they're there for you. The inspirations come, the phone rings, somebody knocks on your door. Just keep moving it and don't let yourself go into doubt. You'll go there once in a while. Just go there as infrequently and short-lived as possible, right? So that's the main thing. We all know that meditation is key. We want to quiet the mind, but you know what's even more important? That you take that love out into your world. Now, we meditated enough, Kim. Continue to meditate. I don't mean it that way. Every day, because you need that connection to be real solid before you walk out your door. So don't stop that. But equally as important is to get out with this love and light into your world and be it. Model it. Give it away. Lots of compliments. Lots of smiles. Hugs. I've been hugging perfect strangers. I walked up to a woman the other day. She was waiting in line. She had her back to me. And I walked around her to get something off of a counter. A pack of gum. And I saw she was just like, so I just tapped her on the shoulder and she turned around and I said, I don't know you, but you sure look like you could use a hug. Mm-hmm. And I'm like old enough to be her mother. So it's not like I'm coming on to her. And she just went, you know, God, I said, just hug her. Just hug her. That changed the course of her day. You're very powerful. And we need you. The world needs you to be that powerful and that loving and that true to who you are so that you can help others remember because they're the same. They've just gotten lost. Just gotten lost. So that is about all I have for you today. I cannot stress enough that we have to pay attention to where we're vibrating often. And it's not about monitoring your thoughts. That'll make you crazy. Just check in with how you're feeling. Because if you're feeling at all good, you're fine. Keep on cruising with what you're doing. But if you check in and feel like, oh, I've taken a dip, I've allowed myself to focus over here and I'm feeling sad, or whatever, don't judge it. Don't like get mad at yourself. Just say, oh, okay. Well, in this red hot moment, I'm choosing to be in out of alignment. Now, how long do I want to stay here? Do I need to be sad for a while? Because sometimes we do. It's okay. Cry. Have a good cry. And then get the heck out of there. It's not who you are. You're not meant to live there. All right, you guys, you're awesome. Thank you so much. So it is.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we're all going to have a warmer and fuzzier day.